USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I-95 closed through North Carolina because of the flooding from Hurricane Florence. Now just a tropical depression, but still a huge rainmaker. Also dumping on Virginia and parts of western Maryland now.
I mean, we've seen the pictures of some of the flooding in North Carolina, and we know that there's a very dangerous situation there. So the best advice is to stay put until it's safe to get it back on the roads.
That AAA spokeswoman speaking there to NBC News. At least 17 people known dead because of the storm. It's now a 5-alarm fire at a shopping plaza in Brooklyn, New York. It broke out in a parking garage of the King Plaza shopping center this morning. Multiple cars on fire on two levels, including the second floor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
A woman's come forward with sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Now counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the allegations should be taken seriously, though there's definitely a political side that needs to be considered.
Let me make very clear again for those who just want to slice and dice what's being said today on behalf of the president. This woman should not be ignored and should not be insulted. Mm-hmm. She should be heard. Now, let's make very clear. The Democratic senators had no interest in the mountain of evidence about Judge Kavanaugh's character integrity.
Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee are calling for votes to be put off until whatever did happen is fully investigated. Authorities on Cape Cod, Massachusetts say a man there died from a shark attack Saturday. The 26-year-old was swimming off the beach at Wellfleet when he was bitten by the shark. It's the first time there's been a fatal shark attack in those waters in about 80 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Police in Arlington, Texas, arresting 9 people who were protesting outside AT&T Stadium during last night's Cowboys-Giants game. Demonstrators rolled 2 caskets to protest recent police shooting deaths of a man in Dallas and another in Arlington. An Arlington officer shooting a man when he tried to run after a traffic stop, and an off-duty Dallas officer shooting a man after she walked into his apartment thinking it was her own. A congressional candidate reveals that a relative died in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
President Trump accuses Democrats of inflating the death toll from Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico to make him look bad. On CNN, New York congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says her grandfather was among those who died in the aftermath of the storm.
There was so little response, so little connection. You don't know whether a hospital lost power. My grandfather was in a medical facility and he had passed away in the middle of the night. The people who pass away in these storms are the most vulnerable.
I'm Wendy King.
And SpaceX planning to send someone on a private flight around the moon. The company will be announcing who it's going to be tonight in a webcast that starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.